Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
John and Ken present the Hour of Candidates. Are you running for office? Have you thrown your hat into the ring? Well, this is your opportunity to have your voice heard. John and Ken are willing to give you
30 seconds
to state your platform. That's
30 seconds
to let the KFI audience hear what you stand for. And now, the Hour of Candidates.
All right, John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Shampo, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
That's right. This is something we present only before the night of a big election. And this is the midterm elections coming tomorrow. So if you're running for any office, really anywhere in the world, but clearly it focuses mostly on California.
Sure. Let's take out-of-state candidates.
Sure. We have lots of iHeart listeners.
Maybe some Russians.
You wouldn't believe how many people listen to us in Tennessee, get emails every day.
Oh, I know.
Texas, Tennessee.
No, we actually, on the iHeartRadio app, we have tens of thousands of listeners in places like the Denver area, Dallas, Phoenix, Las
Vegas.
So
why are you laughing at a candidate from those places?
Just the concept of out-of-state local candidates pleading their case. You're not going to win a whole lot of votes doing that here, but whatever.
You never know.
It'll amuse us.
All right, 1-800-520-1534. Is the number. It is first come, first serve. So if you can't get through, and sometimes that happens, by the end of the hour, we're sorry. You're not going to get your 30 seconds. And the 30 seconds is strict. There is a clock running. When the timer runs out, you're done.
Although we're always allowed as judges to show favoritism.
And we might ask a question after your appearance if something intrigues us. Mm-hmm. It does happen.
The first one, and no, I did not give her the back line. She got it. She earned her spot.
Who
is the woman running for my council district to replace Mike Bonnet?
Oh, Tracy Park.
Tracy Park. Right. Tracy, you there?
Hey, guys. It's Tracy. How are
you? Tracy, I'm absolutely voting for you tomorrow. And we've had you on our voter guide for weeks. And you must win. You must.
Must win.
Okay.
Yes. I feel it in my bones.
Sure.
Yes.
Councilman for the West Side. All up and down the coast there. All right, 30 seconds. Go ahead. Give your pitch.
So priority number one is getting homelessness addressed as quickly and compassionately with the urgency that's necessary. Priority number two, restoring public safety on the West Side. Violent crime and property crimes are through the roof. Making sure our economy is kickstarted as we come out of the pandemic and restoring responsible, common sense, collaborative leadership in the CD 11 council office.
All right, Tracy, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate you both.
All right. Tracy,
the key there is that's the Mike Bonin seat, which you know, you got to really thank the people that tried to recall him from office, but they kind of pushed him to the point where he just quit.
Yeah.
So there is an opponent of Tracy's named Aaron, who was Bonin 2.0.
Yeah, it's a guy. The latest is, and this is why I'm telling you, you people on the West Side, you vote for this Aaron character. He will not even move homeless encampments that are in front of schools. Saw a magazine article about this, and he's against it. He's against moving homeless encampments away from schools. I'm just asking to move them. He won't do that. Now, that is so disgusting.
That's Bonin's position.
Yeah, I know. He's got Bonin's position.
With the lazy answer, it just moves the problem down the street.
Yes, away from little children. Yes, you're absolutely right. I want it moved down the street.
They'll just go to another school.
No. No. No schools. Not going to concede an inch on that. Move them away from schools. Aaron Darling wants homeless people, along with the drug addicts, the schizophrenics, the child molesters, to remain living in front. Gangs are in those tents selling guns, selling drugs. That's fine by Aaron. I can't believe he's practically satanic.
Here is something for you.
Yes.
How many times have I heard you? The regular people, they're mad. They're rising up. They're mad.
Well, they did.
If Rick Caruso wins and Tracy Park win, I believe you. If not, I'm going to slump back to the usual position of,
well, a lot of regular people are rebelling. But you know what we're fighting against? We're fighting against the union machine here in Los Angeles. Union people are not regular people. They're in a cult.
But are they a lot of votes on the West Side, this council seat?
Well, it goes all the way down to like Venice and Westchester and
I know
those towns.
Don't think of them as those neighborhoods, but
there are a lot of silly liberal people on the West Side. I see more Caruso signs than I have ever seen.
We're taking
for
up
a guy like that
candidate time.
Yeah, I know, because I have things.
Well, I just want to give people their 30 seconds.
Lori Davies on line one there, running for re-election, the assembly in the San Clemente area. Lori.
Hi, John Ken.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Hi, I'm State Assemblywoman Lori Davies, running for the 74th District, which is South Orange County, starting with Laguna Niguel, San Clemente, San Juan Capistrano, Dana Point, into Oceanside and Vista. My first 2 years in Sacramento, I was able to get 13 good common sense bills signed into law by working across the aisle. I voted 3 times to lower the price of gas. I post any taxes and regulations for small businesses. I will work with law enforcement to put fentanyl dealers behind bars. We'll audit the homelessness and water bond funding. And I will always stand on the side of parental rights. I'm Assemblymember Lori Davies humbly asking for your vote. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Lori.
That was well done. I'm going to make a request.
Yeah.
Could we turn down the tick-tick a little bit? I'm hearing it. Yeah, it's louder than the person, and that's very distracting. So didn't distract her. She did well, but okay. We're going to do that.
Let's go now to Suzette Valadares, running for re-election in the Assembly. What's the major town there?
Santa Clarita, Port Aransas, Chatsworth, and Granada Hills.
All right, Suzette.
All beautiful.
All right. It's a good area. Good KFI listening area up there. All right, Suzette, go ahead. 30 seconds.
Suzette Valadares, I have a proven record of fighting to cut the cost of living, cut the gas tax. I'll hold criminals accountable, ban encampments near kids, move the homeless off the streets into mental health and drug treatment facilities. This mama bear will continue to fight for education for all of our kids. My woke opponent wants to abolish the police, raise taxes by $12,000 a year, and end private insurance and Medicare for California seniors. Vote and learn more at SuzetteValadares.com.
Suzette Valadares. All right, very good, Suzette. Thank you.
People are doing well to get in under the buzzer. I like their messages, too.
Her woke opponent. There has to be a war on the woke.
The woke opponent.
On the woke.
By the way,
end wokeism.
End wokeism. Do you see that Rick Caruso got a big endorsement today? Chris Pratt, the actor. No? Jurassic Park and Guardians of the Galaxy?
I don't know who he is either.
You don't know who Chris Pratt is?
No.
Deborah Mark, you know who Chris Pratt is, right?
Yes, I do. And I even mentioned that in one of my newscasts.
Well, I heard it, but I don't know who he is.
I don't really care about celebrity endorsements, but it's a bigger name than usual.
Okay.
It says here he joins Kim Kardashian and Katy Perry in endorsing Caruso.
All right. Good.
All right, we got time for another call before the break.
Line six here. Whitney Bain, Santa Monica City Council.
Hi, John and Ken. How you doing? Big-time listener.
All right, Whitney, go ahead. Give us your pitch.
Okay, crime is out of control. We don't have enough police unless the Santa Monica City Council eliminates the vaccine mandate, which deters the city from hiring more qualified police officers. The homeless situation is out of control. We have facilities for the mentally ill, but they refuse help. The real problem is in the homeless who come here on the crime train. We need the Sheriff's Department in Santa Monica to clean up this city. Rent gouging is out of control. Senior students and low-income families fall through the cracks.
Very good, Whitney. And I hope you defeat whatever communist you're running against. Boy, they're crazy in Santa Monica. I drove through Santa Monica. My God, it's so sad. Third Street Promenade, all the empty storefronts.
Oh, is that right? I haven't been there in a while. Is that what it looks like?
Yes. It's like going to one of those old ghost towns.
Oh, I used to love the Third Street Promenade.
Oh, my God.
Used to go to the movies there and the restaurants.
A lot of emptiness and sadness and disrepair.
Oh, no.
I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating.
They need sage.
They do.
Oh, all right. Maybe I'll go and I'll bring it.
We need like a big bonfire of sage to try to
drive
out.
Let's send Deborah Mark to the homeless encampments with sage.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Ken.
Did you say yes?
No.
That was
being sarcastic.
She laughed, but
What an entertaining show that
Unless
would be,
I had a bodyguard with me.
No, the sage will protect you, right?
I think I need a little more.
You said it
sage.
Drives away the
yeah,
evil spirits.
It does.
Oh, okay.
It does. But while I'm making my way through, I think I need somebody just in case before the sage takes.
Guess
you know,
the sage
works.
Isn't as powerful. As
no, it is, but it takes time.
Right. I'd love to see her go tent to tent with her little sage thing. Is it a brush or a?
She by the second tent, she's gone.
She collapses.
Yeah.
All right, we got more of the Hour of Candidates. You call 1-800-520-1534 if you're running for anything. You get that 30 seconds if you've been hearing. Also, the keyword, the last one of the day, is coming for a chance at inflation bonus cash. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, we are doing the Hour of Candidates. If you're running for anything, you get 30 seconds to make your pitch. The number again is 1-800-520-1534.
Let's go to line five. Sue Yu. Sue.
Hello.
You're there.
Yes. I'm here.
You're running for Assembly, L.A. Orange County. What towns would that be? Just a couple.
Fullerton, Buena Park, West Anaheim, Cypress, Cerritos, Hawaiian Gardens, Artesia.
All right, go ahead. You got 30 seconds.
Okay, hello, I'm Sue Yu, ABC School Board President, running for California State Assembly. I stepped up to fight for our next generation to break the supermajority Sacramento corruption. I'm fighting Sharon Cork Silva, my opponent. Our children are brainwashed with pornographic sex education, gender confusion. As a businesswoman, pastor's wife, and four daughters, I can no longer ignore these liberal policies destroying our lives. If you live in this Fullerton, Buena Park, West Anaheim, Cypress, Cerritos, I'm going to sue you if you don't vote to stop this nonsense now. Let's go, California.
I love it. I'm going to sue. It's her name, Sue
That's
Yu.
That's right. Vote for Sue Yu, or Sue Yu will sue you.
Wow, very good tongue twister.
I like that. All right. Let's go to line one. Lucy Volochki.
Hello.
Lucy?
Yes.
Are you Polish?
No, I'm French Canadian. My husband's family Polish Israeli.
Ah, I recognize the Volochki. So you got four consonants squashed together there. Now you're running for Congress in the Valley against Brad Sherman. Brad Sherman, my God, he ought to be flushed.
Yeah.
All right, Lucy, go ahead. You got 30 seconds. Go to it.
Okay, thank you so much. My name is Lucy Valetsky, running for Congress District 32 against Brad Sherman. It's time for him to go. He doesn't do anything for the crime, secure the border, energy independent, lower our cost of living, and especially our children. It's time for him to go. My name is Lucy. Go to my website, voteforlucy.com, and go to vote tomorrow. We need to win this. We need to beat him up.
You didn't mean beat him up. You just beat him.
Yeah. Take him out of office by vote.
People are taking that stuff literally these days.
All right, we got to be very careful.
All right, go, Lucy. Lucy Volochki.
Brad Sherman. Oh, yeah, what a hack.
Boy, he has been clogging the bowl for decades. Oof. The political bowl.
Yeah. They redistricted, didn't they? They did the census. They
redistricted. He should be redistricted, reassigned.
Are you still, who's your congressman?
Ted Lieu.
It is still Ted Lieu?
It is still Ted Lieu.
Because I ran into somebody today that got redistricted, and now they're in Adam Schiff's district. Speaking of a load.
Yeah, it's just down the road in Burbank. Yeah. Schiff. I don't, what's wrong with you people in Burbank? What's wrong?
Well, apparently it goes a lot further than Burbank, that district.
Yeah, must.
This person was like in L.A.
God, it must include every mental institution in L.A. County. All right, let's go to line four. We got the Riverside County Supervisor, Jeff Hewitt. Jeff, 30 seconds.
Thank you. Yes, my areas are the cities of Murrieta, Hemet, San Jacinto. Also, we have the past cities of Beaumont, Banning, and Calamasa. I am the only county supervisor in California that is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Under my chairmanship this year, we balanced the budget in Riverside County the first time in 15 years. Let's keep Riverside County from going progressive. Let's get out and vote tomorrow. Get out and vote for Jeff Hewitt. Thank you so much.
All right, Jeff Hewitt, Riverside County Supervisor.
There you go. He's been a guest on our show.
Yes, I recognize him.
I think he did something with the cutting back the number of overpaid fire personnel or something like that.
Yeah, he's sane.
Yes. I think he described himself once as a libertarian, kind of.
When is sanity going to return? All right, now we go down to Orange County, the Laguna Niguel City Council.
How about that?
So we're grabbing all the headlines. Stephanie Winstead. Stephanie, you got 30 seconds. Go.
I'm Stephanie Winstead, a wife, mother, attorney, business owner, and city commissioner. I'm also a candidate for Laguna Niguel City Council. For the past decade, I've been honored to serve as the voice of the residents on the city's Traffic and Transportation and Parks and Rec Commissions. My proven leadership skills and devotion to our community have earned me the endorsements of the Orange County Republican Party, city council members, and past mayors. It would be my honor to continue serving the residents of this great city as their next council member. My name is Stephanie Winstead, and I respectfully ask for your vote. Win with Winstead.
All right, Stephanie, thank you.
People are doing good with the 30 seconds, although I'm not hearing a lot of, I will fight for you.
No? Well, maybe they're not.
I hear that in every TV ad. I'm going to fight for you.
You know what I like, though? They all talk normally. Like, they're speaking English. There's no Gavin Newsom incomprehensible jargon.
Oh, in this space or...
Yeah, there's no woke phrases being used. We're not hearing, you know, the usual stuff about gender and... equity and inclusion and diversity.
It hasn't come up now.
No, it hasn't come up yet. See, the world would be a better place if these people were running something. All of you people. So far, they all sound good to me.
They all sound good, yeah.
Yes. Let's go San Gabriel City Council, Eric Chan. Eric.
Are you there? You're on. Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah, here we go. 30 seconds.
You guys are great.
Thank you.
You're the best.
Okay. Well, you got 30 seconds.
Yeah, hear the clock.
Eric Champ for San Gabriel City Council. Number one, public safety. Even in our safe, quiet neighborhood, my own home has been hit 3 times by criminals stealing my catalytic converter. 2, fiscal responsibility. The state auditor ranks San Gabriel as having a high risk of financial instability. As an accountant, I have the skills to keep our finances on the right track. 3, responsible development. I want it to fit our community's small town character and to build a fun area that will attract people to come enjoy our unique culture. Eric Champ for San Gabriel City.
All right, very good, Eric.
Pretty good, yeah. Wow, been robbed 3 times of catalytic converters. Is that what he said?
Yes, that's what he said. Three catalytic converters.
Get your car in a garage with a lock or something.
It would be cheaper to build a garage than to keep replacing the catalytic converters. All right.
But now we sound like one of those guys who don't wear your flashy jewelry out in public or you could be a victim.
Don't wear your flashy catalytic converter, okay? Hide that thing.
All right, one more before the break. What do we got?
One more. Let me see here. Let's go to Thor Johnson. Line one.
Thor, yes.
Thor!
Good evening. My name is Thor Johnson, and I'm running for San Clemente City Council to prevent our lovely beach community from becoming the next Los Angeles. And what I mean by that is being more tough on crime, more effective homeless solutions, and less government bureaucracy. I'm running to preserve our lovely community, preserve our parks, beaches, and trails. And again, my name is Thor Johnson, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Thor.
Oh, you got the name. It's a superhero.
Yeah.
Thor.
Thor. Vote for Thor.
Oh, you have heard of Thor? Well, that's a relief.
Yeah, I've heard of Thor.
Okay, I just...
I haven't seen any
Thor. You never heard of Chris Pratt, so, you know, I just...
What do you want from me?
I want to know just how far off the scale you are, or if you're anywhere near normal.
Why is it a requirement that I know these things?
Because you know obscure baseball player names.
That's what I watch. I watch baseball games.
I know.
I don't watch TV shows.
But you never saw a Thor movie, I'm guessing.
No, but I've seen that word.
You've seen it covered, right?
Right. I've seen the word in commercials or on a movie marquee or something. I don't know.
All right. So when we come back, we're not done. There'll be more candidates. Isn't this fun? You're learning so much.
Don't you want these people running things? Don't these people sound like you?
They do. They focus on crime and homelessness.
Yes.
That's what you got to focus on.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Nobody's come on to talk about the Roe v. Wade decision.
That's right. Nobody's prattling about abortion. Nobody's prattling about democracy. No, you know what? They're talking about real life.
Yeah. Have you seen any of those dopey Newsom ads where he just stands there and says, "We're fighting for your freedom in California"? Our freedom,
I can't,
huh?
I can't look at them. I can't look at any commercial. I can't look at screens anymore. Unless I'm reading something that interests me, I can't do it.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we help every step of the way. We're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities than ever before. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each person individually. And for organizations, LHH provides consultant support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process, understanding the sensitivity and impact on your team. The world is full of new possibilities, and we help both organizations and individuals realize the possibility of what's next. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. That's LHHtalent.com to get in touch with an outplacement consultant today, because everyone and every organization could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. LHH, helping you every step of the way. Visit LHHtalent.com.
Are you running for office? Have you thrown your hat into the ring? John and Ken present the Hour of Candidates.
John Cobell, Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And
Yes,
go ahead.
Well, I just want to mention our voter's guide, which, you know, will be relevant to John Cobell because he will vote in person tomorrow. That's what he does.
And I bring the voter guide with me to remind myself what I believe in.
I thought you just cared about the mayor's race.
Mostly, yeah.
But you will fill out a few other?
If I'm in the mood.
This is what we say about judges. We can't go through all of them. We're not even letting them on the air during the Hour of Candidates. Just don't vote for someone who's a public defender. I don't think that's a wise decision.
That's an easy rule.
I had a number of them on my ballot running for a judge spot.
No on public defenders.
I think it's coming from the wrong side of the table.
Public defenders are bad.
I hate to disparage all of them.
I'm going to.
I believe they're more about the George Gascon system of justice.
If no judges... we're public defenders, the world's a better place. I'm looking for incremental improvement in life. Step by step.
So we just go from arrest right into prison.
Fast track.
That's right. No judges, no public defenders, no trials, just go.
Arrest to prison.
Fast track.
That's right. It's the prison express.
There's no middle ground. All right, so we'll take in your calls. What do we got next?
Let's see here. Okay. Now, a lot of these are local politicians. These are normal people, regular people, people who you never hear from publicly.
Let's lift up regular people.
They can't afford to buy millions of dollars worth of advertising. Let's go to Victoria Garcia, San Fernando City Council. Go ahead, Victoria. You got 30 seconds.
Hi, my name is Victoria Garcia, and I'm running for San Fernando City Council. I will support small businesses, working families, veterans, and seniors. I will work to bring a movie theater, entertainment, children's play places, and shopping with a focus on parking and preventing congestion. I'll lead the effort to revitalize and beautify our parks, streets, and downtown while maintaining our city's character and charm. I'm a military wife, mother, and attorney, and I'm ready to listen to your concerns. I'm endorsed by local neighbors, small business owners, and community leaders. I hope to earn your vote.
Very good, Victoria. Hey, see that? Would you ever hear Garcetti give a pitch like that? Huh? She cares about parking, right? Parking. More, you know, improve small businesses and give the customers a place to park. What's going on in L.A., Santa Monica? Taking away parking. No,
that's
you can't
right.
park.
Get out of your car.
You can't be a customer. All right, let's go to line two. Eastern European people, go to the front of the line. Yadranka Drakovic.
What?
El Segundo School Board. How about that?
Yes,
did you pronounce that right?
Oh, did I get your name right?
Yadranka Drakovic. I know, it's a long one.
Now, where are you from? Or where's your family from?
My dad's from Croatia.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's a Croatian name. There you go.
All right. I'm all for your people. So tell us, 30 seconds, what are you going to do on the school board in El Segundo?
Okay, great. My name is Yadranka, and I'm running for school board in El Segundo. I've got four major points here. Inclusivity for me, that means listening to parents. Parents have to have a voice, and they have to have a say about what's going on with their child's education. We need to return to the basics, reading, writing, and math, and address the learning loss that we're seeing across the nation. We need to address the drug and bullying problem that's going on in our schools. And then finally, faculty retention. We have teachers.
All right. Very good, Yadranka. Thank you for calling. Now we got Luis Cetina, San Bernardino Board of Supervisors. Luis.
How you doing? Ready to go?
Yeah, go. 30 seconds.
I'm Luis Cetina, running for San Bernardino County Board Supervisor, 2nd District, Fontana, Rancho Cucamonga, Upland, and San Antonio Heights. I'm a husband, father, engineering graduate from Cal Poly Pomona, a fiscal and social conservative. It's time we speak the truth on issues impacting our economy and quality of life. Overregulations, overimposing special interest groups, homelessness, lack of respect for parental rights, and law enforcement are making it more difficult to live here. I will tackle these and other issues and want Howard from the truth. Vote Cetina for supervisor.
All right, very
well
good.
Well done. These people are just making it with that 30. I guess they're timing this out.
They've rehearsed it, yeah. They've rehearsed it and timed it, and they hit their...
Yeah, I remember years ago, people would stumble and take 10 seconds or take a minute.
No, these are all smart people. That's what I'm saying. This is where it starts. These people start in local city council and school boards and then work their way up, you know, and then maybe if these people were serving in Sacramento, does this crowd sound like it would give us this excessive taxes, $6 gasoline? Huh?
Criminals running loose.
That's right.
Homeless running loose.
That's right. If all these people were suddenly elevated to running the state, you think the state would be better or worse? I think it'd be a lot better.
I hope they all win.
Listen to what does Newsom sound like? If Newsom called in for 30 seconds, would you make any sense of that? Garcetti? Huh?
Make you period, full stop.
But yeah, that's what you'd hear. You hear period, full stop. All right, let's go to line nine there. Jonathan Dimwitty.
No.
Dimwitty.
How's it going?
La Palma City Council in Orange County. Go ahead.
La Palma.
30 seconds.
Hello. My name is Jonathan Dimwitty. I'm running for La Palma City Council. I grew up in this beautiful 1.8 square mile city and love it dearly. I plan to maintain our quiet and safe community by making sure our police department is well-funded and all our other public services are funded and fully staffed. My name is Jonathan Dimwitty, and vote for La Palma City Council.
All right. You got right to it. You even gave us a square mileage of La Palma.
Yeah. Who knew that? All right, Jonathan. Thank you.
I got a quick announcement to make.
Mike.
The U.S. Department of Justice has announced today they're sending poll monitors to 64 jurisdictions around 24 states, including L.A. County, to protect your voter rights, John. So you may see somebody there tomorrow, probably wearing a suit, looking, you know, kind of undercover, trying to make sure that you won't get intimidated,
If I get intimidated.
No suppression.
I'll fight.
No disenfranchisement.
Somebody intimidates me, I'll intimidate them right back.
Is that right?
Look at this. Look at this. Rick Caruso.
Oh, look at that.
Get him on the
through.
Air. Rick.
Yes, how are you?
We're going to treat you like everyone else. 30 seconds. Give us your pitch.
The pitch is if you want more of the same, if you feel comfortable in your neighborhood, vote for Karen. If you want real positive change in a more livable, safer city and a homeless with a path to better life, vote for Rick. I love working for you. I'm excited about it. Let's get out and vote, though. Everybody's got to vote. Don't let the rain stop you.
All right, Rick.
Did I make it?
It is. Yeah. Got 10 seconds to spare.
You've phoned that message.
Wow.
All right. Good luck tomorrow.
All right, that's Rick Caruso on our voter guide for Los Angeles mayor. John will be leading. Are you going to drive a whole bunch of people to the polls tomorrow to get him there to vote for Caruso?
Yeah, I'm going to be driving a shuttle bus, yes.
It's a whole bus?
Well, because it's going to be raining.
Pick up some homeless people.
And you know how fragile the West Side people are. Right? So I'll
it's a lead story tonight. The rain could deter the vote. It's as simple as that. The low propensity voter sees a cloud and says, nope.
Think you
going back to bed with a pillow.
You Karen Bass voters, stay home tomorrow. Okay, you get wet. Next thing you know, you'll have COVID. Okay.
Oh, that's a good warning.
You know, right?
And you would think her voters would be more like that, wearing masks and such.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, that's
right.
So they'll be scared by any raindrop.
No, don't vote. Just the rain, you get all wet and icky.
All right, there is one remaining round of the Hour of Candidates. Let's see if we fill it. If you're running for anything, anywhere, you get 30 seconds. Look at that. Rick Caruso got on. 1-800-520-1534. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Are you running for office? Have you thrown your hat into the ring? John and Ken present the Hour of Candidates.
That's right. We'll take calls in just a minute.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, we are going to be giving away 4 packs of tickets to Disneyland.
Oh.
Coming up this week. Ask me what magic is. Just say, what is magic?
Oh, I'm sorry. What is magic? I was looking at a text. Yes.
Say, what is magic?
What is magic?
Magic is holidays at the Disney Resort. And KFI wants to send you to experience the festive joy you've been dreaming about. Magic is Sleeping Beauty's winter castle covered in festive lights. It's two festives. It's the Disney Festival of Holidays and Disney Viva Navidad Street Party. November 11th through January 8th. Both ticket and park reservations required. Visit Disneyland.com for important details. Offering subject to capacity restrictions and change without notice. And you could win right here on KFI AM 640. So keep listening.
Now,
second thing is Mark Thompson in for Conway.
Yes. Okay. And I have two things.
You have two things.
Well, I feel really dumb. I wanted to ask Rick Caruso, do you think Rick Caruso buys a Powerball lottery ticket? It's $1.9 billion, so, but he's worth billions, so right. What happens?
That's not a life-changing win.
Secondly, we're going to play a small piece of audio. It's not going to take long before we get back to our candidates. And we have one running for statewide office, by the way, coming on next. John Fetterman.
Yeah.
You want to hear another one from over the weekend? And you know what a big issue is supposed to be for Democrat voters, particularly females? Have any guess what that's supposed to be?
Abortion.
Well, here's what happened. Play the Fetterman clip.
I run on Roe v. Wade. I celebrate the demise of Roe v. Wade. That's the choice that we have between us.
Oh, no.
In front of us.
Jeez.
This is one of the biggest races in this nation.
And he really had trouble there. I think he realized, you know, you don't celebrate the demise of Roe v. Wade if you're running as a Democrat progressive.
You know, between him and Biden. This is what's come to us.
Wow. We have on our voter guide, I'm just going to point this out as a point of trivia, a man that's running for controller of California, Lonnie Chen. He's a Republican. If he wins, that'd be the first time in a while that a Republican has won state office.
But what we
have on hold for the Hour of Candidates is a man running for California Secretary of State. And that's what I wanted to bring up.
That's right. Rob Bernoski, Republican candidate. Rob, how are you?
John Ken, I am doing great. I'm so glad to hear what you're doing tonight.
Well, you've got 30 seconds to sell yourself to the audience. Go ahead.
Listen, I'm first of all, my website is votebernosky.com. I'm a chief financial officer. I've held several local elected positions, and I am very qualified to hold the office as Secretary of State. All of this nonsense that isn't answered, are elections transparent, are the voter rolls clean? I am fully qualified, and I will make that my number one task to make you feel good that your vote is getting counted as you intended.
All right, Rob. Good luck,
Rob.
That
sounds
Bernoski.
Good to me. I think Secretary I did vote for him.
Yeah, I'll vote
for
him.
No, that Shirley Weber. I don't trust any of these Democrats in statewide office because they've been pulling stuff with the elections.
Big flush.
The titles on the voters.
Oh, my God, yes.
Even that one that's going to raise taxes for Lyft's electric cars is like, oh, cleaner air.
No, huge bailout.
Fight wildfires.
There's so much wrong. No. All right, let's keep going here. Oh, running for Congress, John Mark Porter.
Love you.
In the Inland Empire.
Love you guys. I've been listening to you since the 90s.
Thank you.
Inland Empire. Thank you.
I'm from San Bernardino. It's from North Redlands all the way to Rancho Cucamonga. Let's make Remain in Mexico policy into law, commit to a balanced budget, liberate development of proven energy sources, reform presidential emergency powers, impose term limits, impeach officials who violate their oath of office, eliminate the Department of Education, defund budget for new IRS agents, hold Homeland Security accountable for border failures, enact nationwide school choice, criminalize child transgender medical procedure. Mark Porter, District 33.
All right, very good. John Mark Porter, go do that.
Got it in there.
All right, Ray Genoway, Laguna Niguel City Council. Ray.
Is that another city council for Laguna Niguel?
That's right. That's a KFI hotspot.
You can vote for two.
Ray, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, go ahead. Start now.
Start your 30 seconds, Ray. Here we go.
All right. I'm Ray Genoway. I'm an Orange County Deputy District Attorney and your Republican choice for Laguna Niguel City Council. I'm running to protect my hometown from rising crime. I'm the only candidate endorsed by the Orange County Sheriffs, firefighters, and prosecutors. I'm running to keep our businesses open. I'm endorsed by the Orange County Taxpayers Association and the South Orange County Economic Coalition. I think my hometown is one of the last places in California where we do things the right way. I'm running to keep Laguna Niguel, Laguna Niguel. Vote Ray Genoway all the way.
All right, very good.
Perfect. I want to keep Laguna Niguel, Laguna Niguel. Don't you, John?
That's right. I don't want it to be something else.
No. Not L.A.
He's talking about businesses, none of that. Keep businesses.
That's right.
We didn't have that in the governor's
office.
That's
key. I think we've got time for one more.
We have one more here. Ian Patan, P-A-T-A-N.
That's right. Hey, John and Ken, how you doing?
Running for Long Beach City Council. Ian, give it a go. 30 seconds.
That's it. Long Beach City Council, District 5. I am running to restore integrity to our pay-to-play City Hall here in Long Beach, where we need to restore our police force that's been allowed to wither on the vine nearly half what it was a decade ago. And we've got to get our streets fixed and our parks fixed, and we've got to get a top-to-bottom audit. And in the middle of this homeless crisis, where it's up 62% in Long Beach, we purchased a warehouse in North Long Beach for $10 million, and it has a cannabis lease, and 3 years later, it's sitting empty.
Right. Oh, we're just out of time, but I was listening carefully to that one.
Yeah, Long Beach is a mess.
It is. Santa Monica's a mess.
Yeah, I don't get what people are doing. Vote for all the people we had on today.
I think they brought up just the right issues. And absolutely.
Take our voter guide with you.
And please don't let the rain deter you tomorrow.
That's right. Vote for Rick Caruso. Vote for Villanueva. Vote for Tracy Park.
If the postal workers can deliver the mail.
That's right.
You should get out and vote.
Don't want to hear any excuses.
All right. We understand that Conway is still, speaking of weather, out.
Yeah.
Mark Thompson is coming in next.
He's coming in next. John and Ken show. Michael Crozier has the news. KFI, KOST HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.